I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke each contain a story of Jesus healing a blind man. It's an awesome story of the blind man demonstrating great faith in Jesus. An interesting part of the story can get overlooked. The blind man was sitting by the roadside as Jesus and a crowd were passing by. In Luke 18:38, he called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the people who were leading the crowd told the man to be quiet, to stop asking Jesus for healing. But the blind man refused to listen to them, and Jesus rewarded his persistence, restoring his sight, saying, "Your faith has healed you." Are you directing your shouts toward Jesus, asking for his help and healing? If you are, there may be well-meaning people around you telling you to be quiet. Hope keeps believing that Jesus can hear our cries.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, on this 29th day of April, let's say happy birthday to these wonderful people. We'll begin with Keisha White, Marilyn Greenhouse, Jermaine Reed, Donika Williams, Joseph Young, Tanya Carpenter, Tiffany C. Williams. And everyone around the globe who celebrates today is their birthday. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And just in case you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed any names, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. Just in case you had not heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy, here it is again. The category is complete the verse. In that day, I will make blank a burdensome stone for all people. What goes in the blank? Is it my word? Is it Jerusalem? Is it Egypt? Or is it Assyria? Well, Zechariah 12:3 has the correct response. And if you said, what is Jerusalem? You would be correct. Good for you. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us. It's always good when we get together and we do things like that. It keeps us sharp. All right? You know something? I was motivated to talk with you this morning as I was waking up to address the social justice issue. And just let me be clear about this. There is no such thing as social justice. And here's why I'm saying that. You're not going to get any justice from this society. This society is not designed to give you justice. That's because society in and of itself is conflicted, because it is a product of this world's system, which is fallen. You know, when the foundation is corrupted, everything else is corrupted as well. So society is not going to give you justice. Justice is only found in Christ Jesus. You know, it's often said that favor ain't fair, and it's not. God is not a God of fairness. He's a God of justice. And so, if you want justice on any level, the only true justice in this world is in Christ Jesus. He's made you just with the Father God. He's made you righteous. He's taken away your sin. He's taken away all the barriers and the walls that were set up that separated you from God. And he's torn them down. So now God sees you as righteous. And God has designed you to prosper. And so if there's anything in this society that keeps you from prospering, God is going to make it his business to come against it. So justice is not going to be found in the social realm. It's going to be found only in Christ Jesus. Let's get that in our heads. Let's wrap our heads around there really good this time. Let's wrap around that one, okay? All right. Hey, that's it. That's all for today's show. I'm glad that you joined us today, and I hope that you learned something. Maybe you were even entertained. It's all good. Thank you so much for being there. We plan to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillander.
Listen to me now. You've been down and you can't see your way. You've been praying and hoping for change. Yeah, seems like nothing is going your way. Just put it in God's hands and get on.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
in the house.
Hallelujah,
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 in the house.
Can we say that again?
Hallelujah.
No matter how rough it seems, no matter how tough it seems, we sing hallelujah
in the house.
Reverend Al Green.
Well, I see you standing with a towel in your hand. Before you throw it, you must understand. My God is standing right next to you. And when you can't make it, he's gonna see you through.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's sing it. Sing it on the mountain.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's sing it.
Things don't go your way, right? Hallelujah. Somebody help me.
Enough of it.
What's up? What's so with you. You're feeling good, yeah. We feel it too. We're gonna mess now, sit with this groove. I step on one, you step on two. Now when we move, we're feeling the vibe, right? Said if we move, we're making a vibe, right? And if it's day or if it is night, we're feeling alright. Say we be alright, alright.
Oh, what? You let your body move, feeling it inside you,
inside you.
Let your body move.
One more time, say you.
Let your body move. I'm feeling it inside you.
Cause
we can get it. That's what's up. Poetry
and we're alright.
I'm the closest
and I'm alright.
She's so stressed
and she's alright.
Letting them know this one
flow tree.
Alright,
I'm the
closest
and I'm
alright.
She's songstress and she's
alright.
I heard it first too, so I'll bring it back again just to let you know exactly what is happening. I see you nodding your head like it's a Q-tip flip. Yo, you haven't heard a word about the flowetry. Flowicism, flowetry, it's flowetic. Once you have heard it, you'll have to get it. So you can sing it, or you can play it. You can play it, yeah, you can play it.
You let your body move, feel it inside you.
Inside you.
We can get it, and that's what's up.
You
let your body
move. What's up? London, from SC5 to Philly's West Side, just to bring the vibe. And we're feeling alright, said we're doing alright, said we're doing alright, said we're doing alright. Yo, one more time, London, listen. From SC5 to Philly's West Side, just to bring the vibe. Now we be feeling alright, said we be feeling alright. Yo, we're feeling alright, we're doing alright. Why? Yo, you see, I'm getting it in.
I said, I'm getting it in.
I said, I'm getting it in. You see, I'm getting it in. So we be getting it in. Cause that's what's up, we be getting it in. That's what's up, so we be getting it in. So we be getting it in. That's what's up, so I be getting it in. Yeah, I mean, that's what's up. Keyshawn, Limitless, Flow Assist, Songstress, yeah. We be getting it in. Getting it in. Keyshawn, Limitless, Flow Assist, Songstress.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.